Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. In the studio with me today, I am joined by Gary and Mary Gaines. Good morning, Gaines.
Good morning.
Hi, Tom.
So let's be open and out front in the beginning. We've been friends forever, right?
Forever.
Right.
Yes.
Forever and ever. I don't know why we have to be open and out front about that, but you are here because you just recently got back from 3 weeks in West Africa.
That's right.
Right.
So, what took you to West Africa? The last year you were in Paris, right?
We were.
Yes.
We landed in Paris.
See, I'm going to pretend like I don't know why you were there, even though I know why you were there.
Oh.
And then I know where you were, even though I can't say where you were. And I know that you went to see your granddaughter, who you haven't seen in person yet.
Right.
Right. We hadn't seen her until
okay.
We got there in January.
All right. So an important question, Mary. Is the hair beautiful?
She has beautiful hair.
Mary prayed for beautiful hair.
I did pray for beautiful hair.
Okay. How are the boys?
Absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful.
We're
talking about Holly and Chris. You went to visit them and all the boys. And Keegan, Kale, Mateo, Eleazar. And now Zylan, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And everybody's doing good?
Yes, they are doing very
living
well.
Living in West Africa?
Yes.
And you spent 3 weeks there. How was your overall impression of the trip?
I like to tell people it was hot, smelly, and poor.
Hot, smelly, and poor.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was very hot because when we landed...
Beats what was going on here.
Well, when we left Indianapolis that morning, it was 11 degrees.
Okay.
And when we landed, this particular airport didn't have the jetway that come up to the side of the jet.
Okay.
It would have the staircase with the truck and the staircase.
Right.
And we stepped out on that staircase, and that 99-degree heat hit you in the face like a furnace.
You were definitely in Africa.
We were in Africa.
Okay.
And it was rather hot.
Okay. All right. We will talk all about your trip in just a few moments here on the Community Connection. Stay tuned.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Here's what happens when you get wiser. Your life gets better because you quit doing stupid stuff. I have figured out the less stupid stuff I have, the better life I have. You know, that's fairly simple, isn't it? You kind of get back what you put out. You reap what you sow. If you plant corn, corn grows. If you plant stupid, you grow broken, desperate. You know, you're going to get a crop of something in your life. What's your crop going to look like? Dave Ramsey here. We talk common sense for your dollars and cents. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. I have Gary and Mary Gain on the other side of the desk, and we are talking about them just returning from 3 weeks in West Africa. So were you excited to go, Mary?
Oh, I was so excited to go.
Okay. Did you plan the trip before? Because you've been planning this trip for a while, right?
Yes, and we had really planned to go early on when we knew that they were going to be there and knew where they were going to be and stuff.
Okay.
But then when she told us she was pregnant, it was kind of like, okay, we're going to go and this is when we're going to go.
We are definitely going to go.
Yes. We're going to go sooner.
And then when you got a granddaughter, Gary, was it more important to go?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because she was born July 3rd in Africa.
Okay.
And, of course, we hadn't seen her until we got over there.
Right. So, only pictures.
Pictures. And little videos.
And little videos. Okay. So, they're in West Africa, and we can talk about what they do, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, what do Chris and Holly do?
They are missionaries with SIM International.
Okay.
And he has he's associated with Sports Friends.
Okay.
And basically what they do is he teaches kids soccer, and they have a soccer team, and they'll play other people with soccer, and of course, it's not soccer, it's football.
Right.
And But he teaches them, and of course, at the same time, he has a devotion and tells them, you know, different things about Jesus.
He ministers
and God.
To
he
them
ministers
through
to
his sports ministry.
Yes, he does.
Okay, so what does Holly do? Is she
well, Holly, of course,
besides homeschooling the kids,
supports him, homeschools the kids. She has gotten involved in the women's ministry at a church that they attend,
mm-hmm.
and they do attend a native church. It's not it's not a white church or anything.
Okay.
It's
and the service is in what language?
French.
Okay. So, and neither of them knew French before going over there. They had to, like, study hard.
Right.
Okay.
They went to France for about 6 months in 2017.
Okay. All right. So, did the boys pick up French faster, Gary?
Oh, yeah.
Do they speak it fluently?
All four of them can speak three languages. English, Spanish, and French.
They're so lucky. So, let's describe the area they're at. What is their house like?
Well, their house was, I guess, a four-bedroom. It's got a nice large living room. And it's fairly modern.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
It's relatively cool. It's all made out of brick because they can't use wood over there because of the termite problem.
Right.
All their windows and doors are made out of metal. And they live behind a little wall that they have. And the only really thing I didn't like about it, it didn't have hot water.
It didn't have hot water?
No.
Okay.
Their gas stove was hooked to a propane tank.
All right.
And they didn't have hot water, so if you wanted to take a hot shower, you would heat up water and take it in a bucket into the shower with you.
Okay.
Because it was a cold shower unless you took the bucket of hot water with you.
So what did you think about that?
I didn't like it at first, but actually a cool shower, 99-degree heat, with
felt good.
5%, 7% humidity, didn't feel too bad at times.
Okay. What did you think, Mary?
Well, I thought it was pretty hot. They didn't have air conditioning either.
No.
Right.
You know, you just...
They actually don't have the power to handle air conditioning.
Yeah, they couldn't have it if they even could afford it.
Right.
But I kind of grew up with no hot water and really...
Okay.
No water in the house. So it was kind of like, oh, this took me back to my childhood type thing.
So what is the city like? Is it bustling, or are the roads paved?
some of them. Some
more,
of them
more
are.
Toward the city center there.
And they have huge, I mean, huge speed bumps.
Okay.
I mean, these things, if you don't know where they're at, and Chris knew pretty well where every one of them was.
I guess you'd only have to hit them once.
You would hit them once, and your vehicle may go airborne. No, it's a city of 2.2 million people. And they have thousands upon thousands of these little motos. They call them motos, or little motorcycles.
Right.
Of course, gasoline, we figured gasoline was about $4.75 per liter.
Okay.
So very rambunctious, very hard traffic. I mean, their traffic control there wasn't any.
Okay.
You would get passed from the right, you get passed from the left, and you would meet people head on, and they'd swerve.
So it was like driving in Fairfield?
No. As bad as Fairfield driving can be sometimes, I'd take Fairfield driving over this.
Fairfield is wonderful now.
Compared to.
I wouldn't drive. I wouldn't dare drive over there. Okay. I wouldn't about to.
There are a lot of people on these motos.
Motos.
Yes.
Okay.
And there'd be liable to be a lady with a baby wrapped around her with a blanket. Mm-hmm. And carrying her on her back, and another baby straddled a gas can on a moto, and be three of them on that gas can.
Okay.
On the moto.
Oh, my.
And she might have a dish pan of strawberries on her head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big bowl of strawberries on her head.
They put all kinds of things on those motos.
You spend the first week going, what the heck?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, when he picked us up at the airport, I couldn't believe the traffic. It was just unreal, the traffic.
Okay. All right. We will be back in just a few moments. We're talking to Mary and Gary Gain. We are talking about their trip to Africa. They spent 3 weeks in West Africa visiting Holly, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Join us each weekday and on Saturday mornings as well for the latest on the local auction scene. Auction Time informs you of the unique items on the block. We give you the headline items during the week and then actually get into the details with area auctioneers as part of our Saturday program. That's Auction Time, weekdays at 7:50 a.m. and then again on Saturday morning after the 8 o'clock news on the station listened to, not just heard, WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Mary and Gary Gain. They have just returned from visiting their daughter and son-in-law. They were in West Africa for 3 weeks. Why 3 weeks? Is that just...
We just thought that it, you know, if we were going to go, we needed to go for a good while.
Okay.
Our son Travis, he joined us. He flew out of Louisville to Newark. And we flew out of Indianapolis to Newark, and we met up there, and we took the same flight from Newark to Brussels, Belgium, then on down to Africa. And he could only stay a week.
Right.
So we stayed another 2 weeks after he was gone.
Okay. What did Travis think of?
I think he was a little overwhelmed.
Okay.
The culture and is just different.
Completely different.
Completely different.
Okay. All right. So we were talking about the motos and the traffic, and some of the roads are paved. So I know Holly and Chris live on the outskirts of this town in West Africa. So is their road paved?
No.
Okay.
No, actually,
so
there's probably...
Gravel?
No. Oh, no.
Dirt.
No, just dirt.
Dust.
Just dirt and dust.
Okay.
I would say it's probably maybe you think a mile from the paved road?
Yeah, I would say a mile.
To them. And it,
or a kilometer
it is just
or two,
a,
whatever.
It's
whatever
just
they call
a,
it over
whatever
there.
Whatever they call it.
It's just kind of a constant bounce, 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 bounce.
So were you worried when you got there that your little girl is living here and her... Now she's got a granddaughter. Your granddaughter's living here?
Well, you know, there's worry that they're living in a third world country and you have to worry about security and stuff like that. But then again, I also believe that this is where God called them, and if he has called them there, he will take care of them.
Okay. What about you, Gary? Did driving in, did you think, oh my gosh, this is worse than I ever thought? Or,
well, I could say I was overwhelmed with the traffic.
Okay.
And Chris, when he picked us up, warned us. He said the traffic is, there's no traffic control, and he was right. But I believe Holly is safe where she's living. The neighbors are close. They're close to the neighbors.
Okay.
They're friendly. I met a lot of friendly people over there.
Right.
And what really got me was you would go to a family and meet the family, and the family would introduce their children to you. They would shake your hands and curtsy.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
They respect their elders that much
okay.
over there. And it wasn't just anywhere you went. The children would, and the younger people would curtsy to you.
Okay.
And I just thought that was just strange. I can just see... some people doing that here in this country.
Well, and the people were very respectful, very polite, very...
So when they found out you didn't speak French, or did you cram some French lessons in?
A little bit.
We know a few words and things, but they would, a lot of times, if they knew we didn't speak French, they would say, welcome, you know, how are you? And that was the extent of their English too.
Okay. Just about all you need would be bonjour in the mornings and bonsoir in the afternoon and evenings, and comment c'est l'heure, which is how are you?
Oh, okay.
And you answer, ça va.
Ça va.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So was there anything surprising about the people to you?
Oh, other than them being so respectful and just so nice, and they loved seeing Xylan.
A white baby.
Because
they
were not used to seeing white babies. They've seen white people, but they don't see white babies very often. So they were always wanting to touch her and maybe hold her.
Well, now, Eleazar was a baby when
we weren't there.
Yeah, they weren't there.
And I'm sure he got it, too.
Okay. You would hear the term Yasada a lot. Yasada, okay. White people.
Oh, okay.
We would go to the market, or mm-hmm. we would be in a crowded area. You would say, Bonjour, Yasada, bonjour. And if you didn't turn and acknowledge them,
right,
they would keep it up.
Oh,
Yasada,
okay.
Bonjour, Yasada, bonjour, Yasada. So pretty soon you'd turn around and say, bonjour, hello.
Okay.
And shake your hand. They'd like to shake hands.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah.
So did you go to a lot? What is the marketplace like? Describe it for me.
Crazy.
Yeah. Everyone packed in.
Well, there's
it's not like going to Save a Lot. Huh?
Well, no.
No.
And each person would have their own little booth type thing, and the booth was basically, you know, a
corrugated tin, a couple poles in the air, and maybe a canvas on top.
And they were just lined up.
A couple of benches.
So is it like a farmer's market?
Yeah. to an extent.
Everybody's selling what they've grown?
They've grown, but they had material there. They had jewelry there. They had
whatever their craft was.
Whatever their craft was or what they had. It was all there in this one place.
Okay. And were what was the exchange rate? Was the exchange rate good? Did you get souvenirs?
I gave, when we exchanged our money, I gave them $500.
Okay.
I got back 245,000 CFAs.
Okay.
CFA. CFA is what they called it. Which sounds like a lot of money.
Right.
But it's not.
But it's only $500.
But it's only $500. But you would go out and eat, and there was a few times we would go to a restaurant and we would eat, and the bill was 20,000 or 32,000 CFAs.
Right.
And Holly and I went to the market, to the supermarket, and the bill was 50,000 CFAs, which was, you multiply that by two and knock off some zeros, which is about $100.
Okay. All right. We'll be back in just a few moments. We'll talk more about Mary and Gary and Holly and Chris in just a few moments.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to our station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Deep South Restaurant, Nap Oil, Murphy's Pet Grooming and Boarding, and Serendipity Cards and Gifts. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long these deals will last.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Gary and Mary Gaines. They just got back from 3 weeks. You've been back like three weeks now?
2 weeks.
Okay. And from they spent 3 weeks in West Africa with their daughter, Holly, and her husband, Chris. And they are serving as missionaries in West Africa. And so there is a supermarket. Close. You went to the supermarket.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
If you can call it that. It was a little grocery store.
Little grocery store.
So something more on the lines of D&J grocery.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. Tell me about the animals. Did you see any wild animals in Africa? I mean, it's Africa.
Not to the extent of what you might think.
You didn't see lions.
We at a zoo.
We did.
You at a zoo. Yeah.
At one time, the former president of this particular country, who was ousted in 2015 from a coup, had his own personal zoo. And you had to have a presidential invitation to go to this zoo. And I guess in its day, it was quite elaborate. But when we went to it, there was wasn't a whole lot there.
Oh, okay.
But
there was a lion.
There was a female lion who was eating part of a donkey, and she didn't like us being there. Now, we're not talking St. Louis Zoo. We're talking chain link fence.
Oh, okay.
Here. And walking out in the fields and around trees and stuff, and she didn't like us being there.
Okay. All right. But did you see any animals in the wild?
We did see, I actually happened to see a camel, but it was in town.
Oh, okay.
But we had goats and pigs and
chickens
all over. Okay.
All over.
You'd see them all, and sheep,
and
all over.
Big cows would come walking through.
Okay. And all right.
I asked Cale, I said, does somebody own these animals? He said, yeah. They own. Somebody owns them.
So what do the boys think about living in Africa?
You know, I pulled each one of them at one time over to one side by myself. Mm-hmm. And just the two of us talking. And I said, Cale, do you like living here? And he said, yes. I said, Keegan, do you like living here? Oh, yes. Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They really like enjoy
living.
Well,
it's an adventure every day, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
All right. How was? Let's talk about getting to where you were going in Africa. You went to Brussels and to West Africa.
Uh huh.
Right.
Travel was good.
Yes.
Airports were nice.
Airports were nice. We didn't have a lot of waiting layovers.
Okay.
About 5 hours, I think, was the longest one, but things went smooth.
Security was
a pain.
Oh.
International security can get to be a pain sometimes.
Is it just in America, or is it in other countries too?
No, America was a breeze.
Yeah.
Comparable
America is breeze.
When we come back and we were in Brussels, I swear this guy that interviewed us, his father had to be with the Gestapo because he asked us questions that I just, really? You're asking me these questions? And he had my passport, and finally, he let me go.
Okay.
That was in Brussels.
In Brussels.
Yeah.
On
the way back, we were getting ready to go to Newark, New Jersey.
Okay. Did you stop in Paris?
No.
No, not this time.
Not this time.
No.
Okay. Okay, so... So did he remind you of somebody from Hogan's Heroes?
Actually he did.
Okay.
He actually almost Major Hochstetter, the Gestapo.
From the Gestapo.
Yeah.
The
same accent and everything. It was almost funny. I almost laughed when I heard him talking.
So you didn't have layovers very long in Brussels?
No.
Okay. So you didn't get to see any of the town?
No.
No, no. No.
Okay.
I wouldn't have left.
Okay.
If we did.
When you went to Paris in 2017, so it was a year and a half ago, what was Paris like when they were living in Paris?
Oh, it was neat. I really enjoyed getting to go to Paris. And, of course, they took us to the Eiffel Tower and the Arc de Triomphe and Notre Dame where else did we go? The Louvre. And it was neat
to
see.
Things you have to do in Paris.
Oh, yeah. It was neat to see all of those. We did go to a fire station because, of course, Gary is a fireman. But I really liked being able to be there and just see how they lived and, going to the market or I went to school with Holly one day because she was in school, and picking the kids up from school, and I really like just being there and day to day stuff.
Okay, all right. So let me ask you this: when are Chris and Holly coming home?
They will be home April of 2020.
Okay,
we're thinking probably 6 months.
Okay, and will they be out in that 6 months trying to gather up support?
They'll be touching base with those people who do support them now, and they'll be trying to, ask more people to help because, anytime you just have that attrition of people just stop and, people pick you up and stuff.
So
they'll have to do that.
So what if somebody is out there listening and they want to support? They want more information about what Chris and Holly are doing in West Africa.
Oh, well, they can contact us, and we'll just tell them, what they're doing, and we'll get them the information if they would like to support them.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else I need to know?
We did get to go to, or they had Zylan's baby dedication at their church while we were there. They actually waited because they knew we were coming, and, they specifically had it the one of the Sundays that we were there.
All right.
And
you all had to dress in matching outfits, right?
Well, we didn't have to, but we did.
But
we did. We kind of got the traditional African outfits and stuff, and that's very normal in Africa for you to dress as a family.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And okay. they had an outfit all together. I mean, Holly and Chris and the boys all had the same in Zylan, had the same print.
Okay.
And Gary and I did, but Travis had his own.
Okay.
But we were able to do...
And you had it made there, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. we did. Yeah, okay. The guy made it in like 4 days.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cool.
Okay.
And but of course, when they had it, it was in French, but there happened to be a guy there that was from Sim, and he interpreted for us.
Oh, okay.
And it was, he just said really great things.
Oh, okay.
About the dedication and about, you know, her life and stuff like that, and how we were a part of that, and we actually had to, you know, say yes, we would do, you know, the things that he told us we needed to do as grandparents.
Okay.
And,
okay.
But it was really a neat...
exciting adventure all around.
It was. It was. And we got to see Keegan lead the children's choir in a song while we were there. So that was fun, too, you know, get him to see.
It's hard for me to believe he's 11, 12?
12.
12.
Yeah. Oh.
That there's nothing right about that, let me just tell you. Mm-hmm. All right. Mary, Gary, thanks for being my guest today.
Our pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us.
Let us know if there's anything we can help Holly and Chris with, okay?
Okay.
All right. That's going to do it for today.